know when you come and pray to him. To celebrate the kingdom, the gracious salvation that's our world about his son, the love that's our world, and the love of the Lord.
Great-grandfather and his epitaph, who began the luminous salvation says at the time how Levi's hands used to shake whenever he uttered the name of Yeshua Levi. Nonetheless, my grandfather was able to say about the young Rabbi Shabbat, I never heard a shear like this. And when some years later I finally entered the last shear, I began to sense at least, although not in the fullest of his understanding, what my grandfather meant. However, it was not until I returned to Yeshiva years later, and it became my inestimable privilege to relate directly with the Rav, dealing intimately with him almost on a day-to-day basis, that I began to know that his incredible prodigiousness of mind was very much matched by nobility of spirit and an authentic piety that were no less remarkable in their way than his incomparable intellect. That as great as his Torah was, his Yiras Shamayim and his Eretz, no less sparkling. Some of which may have been obscured by the essential humility that was the love of Mokham Shasta Moser, the Moser Shom Hatha Moser, and was the Israel. When we were his students, there was distance between him and us, measured in the geography of reverence and awe. As a teacher, he was stern, sometimes frighteningly demanding, but now up close, I saw the vivid and pulsating realization of gracious Chochma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of wisdom to the fear of the Lord, and Derek Harris Kotel Torah, human concern and sensitivity, is a preamble to Torah. Do as we should Anuvayim Hayom Konaski. As part of our mourning for the Lord Zatzal and in the most authentic tradition of the Bnei Torah, for great Rebbe, for Akadah Hadorah, for Rabbi Shalom Yisrael, Yeshiva and his students rebellion in Akadah, here in Israel and in California, have undertaken to complete a study called Akadah Kula, the entirety of the original Yeshiva Foundation stones of Torah, by the Shloshim, which is Yud Tes Iyar Monday, May 10th. When we will mark an unprecedented Siyum HaKol HaTorah Kula, the division of the whole Tanakh, Torah Levi'im Ksuvim, that has been assigned to the young ladies of our Sturry College for women and our high school for girls. As Shatara Shabbat passed the oral law, the Mishnayot, the Shisha Sivay Mishnah, have been distributed among the students of our high school for boys. And finally, Shas itself has, and is being divided among the Hamid of Yeshiva and his various schools of Jewish learning. Very probably the greatest legacy the Rav Zatzal will leave behind are his Hamidim, who are now themselves Hamid in Rosh Yeshiva, in our Yeshiva, and elsewhere, and were numbered in the front running of Talmidei Chachamim and Marbitei Torah of our time. I don't believe that any Rebbe Rosh Yeshiva has bequeathed to the next generation after him such a brilliant and richly diverse, and that is the key phrase, galaxy of Talmidim disciples. Largely because of the love, that's how Yeshiva has managed to reproduce itself. In generations past, we had to scour the earth looking for great Rosh Yeshiva. Today, Baruch Hashem, they grow in our own backyard. And that is owing almost entirely to him. There can be no more meaningful tribute than have these Talmidim from the Bayim share with their Talmidim the Torah they learn at his feet, as they indeed do willy-nilly almost every day of their teaching lives in any event. Nearly every night of this period of mourning and remembrance at 9:15 p.m. in the May Base Medrash, they will be giving Shirin on the loss of the Zal Torah. We have prepared and distributed flyers indicating the schedule of these shiurim, which is open to the entire public.